If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, folks, settle in and get comfy, because tonight on Nightly Calm, we're diving into something that affects all of us, that bone-deep exhaustion that hits us like a ton of bricks at the end of the day. Ever felt like you could fall asleep standing up after a long day? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, it's not just about being tired. There's actual science behind why we feel this way. And trust me, understanding this science can be your secret weapon to getting better sleep. We're talking about real, actionable steps you can take tonight to make those late night snoozes more blissful. First things first, let's talk about our internal clock, that amazing biological masterpiece called the circadian rhythm. It's like the conductor of our entire system, orchestrating everything from hormone production to body temperature. And guess what? This rhythm is naturally programmed to make us feel drowsy in the evening and alert during the day. Think of it like this. Imagine your body as a car that needs fuel and rest. Throughout the day, you're burning energy, just like driving down the road. As the day wears on, that energy depletes, and your body starts signaling it's time to refuel and recharge. That feeling of fatigue isn't just in your head, it's a biological cue telling you it's time to wind down. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Light exposure is crucial. When light hits our eyes during the day, it sends signals to our brain to suppress melatonin production, the sleep-inducing hormone. So, soak up some sunshine in the morning and evening, but dim those lights and avoid screens at least an hour before bed. Think of it like telling your body, hey, it's daytime, let's keep things bright. 2. Temperature matters. Our bodies naturally cool down as we get ready for sleep. So, make sure your bedroom is nice and cool. A slightly cooler temperature can actually help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Imagine snuggling into a cozy bed on a crisp autumn night, that's the kind of feeling we're going for. 3. Physical activity is your friend. Regular exercise can improve sleep quality, but avoid intense workouts too close to bedtime. Think of it like giving your body a chance to unwind after a good workout. A gentle evening walk or some light stretching can be perfect. 4. Create a relaxing pre-sleep routine. This could involve anything from taking a warm bath to reading a book, anything that helps you de-stress and transition into sleep mode. Think of it as signaling to your body, hey, it's time to chill out. And finally, 5. Be mindful of what you eat and drink. Avoid caffeine and alcohol before bed, as they can interfere with your sleep cycle. Stick to light, healthy meals in the evening and try a cup of chamomile tea for a calming effect. Think of it like giving your body the fuel it needs to rest and recharge. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night, you've had a long week at work. You're craving that takeout pizza and scrolling through social media until late. But here's the thing, that pizza might be delicious, but it could also be keeping you up all night. That's because heavy meals can actually make digestion more difficult, leading to indigestion and restlessness. And those late night scrolls, they're bombarding your brain with stimulating information, making it harder to switch off. Instead of ordering takeout, why not whip up a healthy dinner that's light on the stomach? Swap out the screen time for a relaxing bath or some quiet reading. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed and ready to tackle the weekend. So, remember folks, good sleep isn't just about getting enough hours, it's about creating the perfect environment and habits for your body to rest and recharge. Tonight's episode has given you a window into the science behind that end of day time, as we've talked about light exposure, temperature, exercise, pre-sleep routines, and even food choices. It's all connected. And by making small changes, you can unlock better sleep, more energy, and happier you. So go ahead, take those takeaways, apply them to your life tonight, and let me know how it goes. Share this episode with someone who could use a little extra sleep wisdom. Together, we can conquer the night. Until next time, keep calm and catch some diseases.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.